This is how we're starting, ladies and gentlemen. He's being silly.
Me being silly? No, never heard of. Right, hang on, start again.
Good morning and welcome to episode 21 of Tech A Break.
Tech A Break, episode 21. Good morning, Adam.
I'm going to move this here. We had some like little cutty-outy issues, so we've made some preparations. I'm just fiddling. There we go. Say something.
Hello, good morning. How are you, Adam?
I'm very well. How are you?
Absolutely chipper for a Friday.
Do you know what's been good?
What's that?
We haven't actually discussed anything yet, so we're ready to catch up on our week, because I haven't seen you for a few days.
No, exactly.
So I got your coffee. There you go, sir.
What a guy.
Yeah, there we go.
Hang on, can't slurp. That's
you. Don't slurp. I'm slurp, you're snort. Oh, no, you're bleep. Right, for the record, I'm going to declare this now. He has put his phone on and watch on Do Not Disturb.
And trying to prove it to you. Look, yeah, do not disturb, mute.
I said to you, was it last week or the week before? I saw you do it.
Yes.
So it's still going to go off.
Yeah, okay, it will do. Well, the users are so used to you in the early days, your morning 9 o'clock reminders from your mum in the calendar. I just thought I'd add a little bit.
I know, it's like because we got rid of the laptop and it stopped, because we weren't working on the Rodecaster, the laptop stopped bleeping every 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
So yeah, how was your week?
How's my week been? Busy. I think it's just flown by. Nothing in particular. It's just like. Vroom.
I saw you at the start of the week, didn't I? We were in a meeting. We had a meeting.
Oh, hang on. We did have a meeting. God, that was the beginning of the week.
See,
Tuesday.
Now we say that. It does feel quite a while ago, but it equally does. Feel like the week has gone like that.
It certainly has. But no, we were in a meeting together. We were doing our partnership thing.
Yeah, with clients.
With clients.
With real ones. We're not making up. Not just like us two.
Virtual ones. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, episode 21, eh?
Oh, God. There we go. Can't believe it, can you, mate?
No.
Have we still got the one listener, Mark?
Yes.
With his wee nuts.
Yes, with his wee nuts.
Wee.
Great response to Mark.
Have
still,
you really?
Even now. Yeah, it's been fantastic.
Has it taken the focus off you and the munchkins and the chipmunks?
Yes, it has. It's good. It's good. Right. I haven't actually looked at the Twitter
Tiki-toki.
Not Twitter. Sorry, yeah, TikTok. Tiki-toki. I haven't actually looked at that.
Oh, right, okay.
Later, I need to have a little look, and just in terms of digging through comments and stuff. But yeah, there's been some really good content coming out.
Yes, enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah.
So how about your week?
My week has been similar to yours by the sounds of it. My week has been great.
In a great type of way.
Yeah, no, it's been really good. Been working on someone's website. Yeah,
you. He looks around suspiciously.
Yes, I've been working on your website.
My website. Our website.
Yeah, we are.
Close?
Very. Nice. Extremely.
Good.
Extremely.
When can we see a go live date?
Oh, we'll be live next week.
No, awesome. We'll be live. Can't next wait.
Week.
Can't
Depending wait. On how what happens today,
yes.
I may have all the content polished off today.
Good.
But I don't know the don't knows. I don't know what's going to happen.
We don't know the don't knows.
Yes. I've had a week of trying to get actually doing a lot of web work for clients at the moment in particular, trying to do the work without being pinged or bopped. Yeah. So you know, email.
Yes.
One ping.
One ping.
Teams.
Pong.
Another ping.
Ping pong.
Yeah.
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. Another ping. And general messages and phone calls.
Yeah.
So then all the phone. iPad. With social media.
Yeah. Hootsuite pinging you every two minutes, so like this, like that.
Yeah, I have turned the majority of notifications off. I am the social media guy who, on his phone, does not have a single notification for social media, by the way.
Yeah, but I'm not surprised, my friend. You probably have a lot of accounts like mine, and every time somebody likes mine, your phone goes bing.
Yep.
Everybody likes Adams and Hope's book, bing. So and I've then all of your other customers, bing, 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 bing.
Constantly.
Constant.
And then I was doing, my watch, another ping. So... Every time I was trying to like get my teeth into some juicy work, I just found I was being pulled
distracted.
Out. And then someone might appear at the door, you know. So
or the office
phone might ring. I don't mind people, but when you're actually trying to get the actual work done,
yeah, you need to focus. You need to switch off. Sometimes Michelle sits in the corner, says to all of us, "Right, I'm not answering the phones. Puts her headphones on." Probably listens to the podcast or some music.
And I then bet just she listens to the podcast.
Yeah, and then just literally zones out.
Yeah.
You can see it sort of like laughing away or bopping away, depending
she
on
she wasn't listening to the podcast.
She wasn't.
So I bought a timer.
A timer?
As you know, I don't have my phone on charge next to my bed.
No,
I have a traditional alarm clock.
Yes.
So this timer It's like a Pomodoro timer or something, it was called. I saw something to talk about on social media. It's quite cool. It's like a hexagon.
Oh, I've seen it.
Roll it onto one side. Yeah, so you can go 3 minutes, 10 minutes. So what I did the other day was, right, I'm doing emails. Because it's so easy to do emails and then drift.
Oh, absolutely.
So I went 10 minutes.
Literally nothing but emails.
I'm like, look, I've got it there running, keeping me accountable. And I'm just smashing through, getting that done. And then when that goes, I closed the email.
You don't? My goodness me.
I closed the email. I closed Teams.
I then
set the timer to 45 minutes.
And do web work on.
I'm going to do some website work for 45 minutes.
Goodness me.
At the end of that 45 minutes, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to get some water.
Yes.
I'm then going to do a bit of something else.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to put the 45-minute timer back on and go again. And that is the only way I've actually managed to get anything done this week. And it's been great.
Really good.
Been really good. Really good.
Bit of prioritising on your work there. I'm impressed.
Yeah. And using a timer. And you could say you could use a timer on your phone. Yeah, you could.
Yeah, you could.
But that's looking at your phone.
You're trying to completely
disconnect from some technologies, ironically.
Ironically, considering that we live in the world of technology, you are trying to distance yourself from technology.
Whilst working on other technology.
Whilst working on, hang on, I'm getting confused.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we go back in the DeLorean and go back in time? Start again.
Yeah. So once upon a time.
Yes. Ah, yeah. Really good. Proud. Good.
Proud.
Yeah, no. It's good. It's because you do need to do that at times. You just need to say, nope, today I'm doing this. I need to get it done.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. No, pretty good.
And I very much did that. I did like 3 sprints on your website yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, and got it.
Brilliant. No, well, yeah, I've been doing various bits. You know, it's like, you know, when you're doing work, you go, oh, I need to do this. It's like you need to build the site and plug it all into each other. Like, so all the navigation works and everything else. So, you know, a bit of the approach I'll take is I've got content for this. So I've got content for that. I'll post that. But the rest, I'll just wireframe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And make sure all the buttons work.
Yeah.
And then I know the navigation works. And then I go back. So I've got Lorem Ipsum. I told Jess about Lorem Ipsum text yesterday.
Yes, very good.
So if you don't know what Lorem Ipsum is, how do you describe it? Latin?
It's Latin text.
Is it actually Latin?
Do you know what? I've never known whether it's real or fake, but it's good for...
I'm Googling.
Go on. But it's good for filling in. Yeah, but it's good for filling in. So basically what the option is that you can put this Lorem Ipsum into it and it will fill out a whole paragraph as if you have typed in a 300, 400 word paragraph, and it gives you an idea of the framework, as you said. An interesting point, did you know? I'm going to get the shortcut wrong, but in Word, when you're trying to do a framework document quote, there is a shortcut. You do something like hash ipsum hash, and it literally fills a whole paragraph of Lorem Ipsum thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I might have to try that on WordPress editor.
Yes, see if it works on there.
Okay, Lorem Ipsum is derived from the Latin dolorem ipsum, roughly translated as pain itself.
Now, there we go. We've learned something.
So why on earth do we use that word?
Yeah, exactly.
So basically, it looks like a load of Latin in your website. You can build your website and get it all working in terms of padding, like so things aren't going over the edges. You can see how it all lays out. So some of your website's that.
Yeah.
A lot of your website isn't that.
No, true.
But it's good to get it up and running. Lorem Ipsum. So random. Pain itself.
Wow. But it's not pain doing my website, surely.
No, but I didn't think it'd mean that.
No, exactly.
But anyway.
Yes, anyway, there's a funny one.
Yeah.
Fun goes away.
There we are. If anyone needs to make any documents and you're just working on like layout, look for a Lorem Ipsum generator.
Yes, as I say, one's built into Microsoft Word. I just cannot remember.
InDesign's got one as well.
Has it? Mm-hmm. What's the shortcut for that? Windows.
It's just when you put a text document, it says insert placeholder text.
Wow.
And it does it.
That's very good.
Are you looking up your shortcut?
Yes, I am, because I want to... Lorem...
It is absolutely useless in terms of content, by the way.
Oh, God, absolutely.
Like, you don't actually use it for anything other than going, this is us getting our layout sorted.
So no, it's nothing.
Please don't think you're going to come away from this going, aha, I have the secret answers.
Right, so when you're in your Word document, type equals Lorem, L-O-R-E-M, open curly bracket, normal bracket, parentheses, close it, and in the document where you want to enter the text to appear and press enter, and it gives you a load of Ipsum text in a paragraph. If you type in this function, P is the number of paragraphs and I is the number of lines you want to appear. So you can actually do Lorem brackets. I want 5 paragraphs with 5 lines each.
Brilliant.
There you go.
So people might go, why on earth are you going on about this? It is actually really useful. If you need to like produce a document and you're waiting for the text to be created.
Yeah.
So for example, Let's pretend I'm doing, well, I am doing your website.
Don't pretend, but, you are doing it.
And I've got the, I need to write the information myself, but let's pretend Andy was giving me the information.
Yes.
What you can do with Lorem Ipsum is I can still build the website and I'm not like sat waiting for Andy to give me the text. I can actually build it, look at all the formatting.
Layouts, the formats.
And then when he gives me the text, I can just copy and paste it over the Lorem Ipsum.
Yeah.
And that's why. So you could do it like, say, Word, any other documents that you're making. Yeah.
What we used to find good about Lorem Ipsum is that when you're trying to show the customer how their framework of a website will look, in both in terms of a desktop or a mobile, because obviously you can go to a blank website, you know, lovely headings on it, but where's the wording? You know, and it's, but I'm waiting for you. Okay, but I don't know what to say. Therefore, they can't get a feel, whereas the Lorem Ipsum allows, so if I replace that with, I've got it now, the penny clicks.
Visualization.
Yes, but it looks really good to allow you to see it on a mobile and go, the formatting's not quite right, I need to make it more responsive, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, very good.
I never thought we'd be talking about this morning.
No, we never did, there we go. I have got another thing that I would like to demonstrate after the podcast.
Okay.
Okay, something called Blaze.
Blaze.
You're going to love it.
Hang on. I need to do something. I haven't pressed these in a while. Let's go. It only works on my microphone because I still haven't figured it out. Let's go with
Blaze.
No.
Blaze. Thank you. That's the Yellow song, isn't it?
What?
That's the song, you know. No, it's the song that's like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's it.
I like this.
No, stop it. It's scary.
Okay.
Yeah. But what I'll do is I'll show you Blaze when we finish the podcast, and then maybe that could be the topic for next week, as in a bit of functions and shortcuts. Lorem Ipsum, we can talk about that one again, and I've got lots of others.
Yeah.
Talking of which brings me politely and...
Sorry, I just want to do one thing to the camera before we move on.
What
Remember
camera?
That. My camera.
All right, okay.
Alina, this is for you. For real.
Blaze.
There we go.
That's
Thank you.
Rock. Yeah. Rock eyebrows.
Yeah, but
going,
I was looking at... Yeah, I did the eyebrows. Yeah,
exactly. So, which brings me neatly and great onto this week's topic of podcast, because we never plan anything. What's the topic for this week?
That is a lie. You are lying, young man, because I said...
Oh, no, we did.
Have you
we
forgotten?
Did. I forgot.
Have you actually forgotten?
I forgot that.
Because we had our meeting with our real client. When
we did.
Pretending.
I'm sorry.
We had a meeting, and then we said, what are we going to talk about this week?
We did. I've completely forgot about that.
And I said, Andrew.
And I said... What?
He's
I
like,
said, Captain, I said, what?
He was already talking to me. And I said, Andrew.
Yes?
We should be talking about trusted partners.
That's it. I remember now. Thank you for reminding me. Trusted partnerships.
Yeah. Because it is something that we do.
Oh.
Okay. Now.
And it was very useful talking to our joint client about, because that's exactly the words he used.
He did?
He did. He went, I want trusted partners I can work with.
Yeah. And we were like, we're you guys. So we said trusted partners. And the reference that we're talking to in particular here in terms of context is small businesses developing trusted partners.
Yeah.
I've talked about... Give me a second. That was him. Give me a second. Sorry, I've been dying to do that. There we go. Let's move to summer. Much better.
Pinking coals.
Yes, I know. So trusted partner in terms of small business. And I was talking, it's partly born out of our discussion around networking.
Yeah.
And we've talked a bit about networking. On
well, interesting with Dan last week. How good was Dan last week?
He
Dan
was
the man.
Great. Dan the man that can.
Dan the man that can.
Fish.
Okay. How about Dan the Twitch man? Because he is
Dan
a Twitcher.
He is. We're going to have to.
Gaming
not
Twitcher.
The bird watcher. The game.
No. Gaming Twitcher. Nice.
Yeah. So, he was kind of alluding to it. Yeah. And we're talking about networking, and I've made the comment multiple times that I've been at networking events, and someone's come up to me before I've even met them and gone, business card first, as in the action, not as in speaking. Literally gone, and then gone, hi, I'm such and such. Do you know
what I do? I say, thank you for that talk, and I crumple the business card up because I hate it. I'm sorry, it's one of my pet hates. I'm like, I've no idea who you are. Why are you shoving your business card in my face?
The networking, especially in small business circles, can be done very badly wrong. I haven't got an axe to grind.
No, but
it can be done very badly wrong. And at first, I was going along to these things going, I don't get this.
No.
This is weird. This is not talking. This is you trying to sell. It's not there to just go and sell it. It's not a cell working, it's networking.
Networking.
So me and Andy got into the discussion of trusted partners, and Andy and I have worked together. A, we worked with each other reciprocally. Yeah, that'll do. We work with each other in that way. As in, I help Andy out with his marketing and Andy helps me out with my IT side of things because it's a great fit. And how many, you know, whilst Andy knows how to use social media, not that you don't. It's about having the time, the content, the inclination, all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
For yourself, it's you're helping us run our IT.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about that side of it.
Nope,
exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, what says on tin. Because how many things can you focus on? And I think that's part of the balance.
Yeah,
that's part of the problem. So Andy and I have been working together with each other in terms of commissioning each other's services. But what we've started to do more and more is I've had a client who I've turned around and gone, you need an Andy.
And hello, David. He's there.
Yes, he is. Yeah. And, you know, Andy goes in and helps them with their IT infrastructure. So why do I do that? Well, A, not just because it's a nice thing to do for Andy.
Yeah.
It's actually the right thing to do for the customer.
It is.
First and foremost. What I'm bothered about is them.
Yeah.
The individual. And hopefully all businesses are. And if they have a need or other, in some cases, they might not know the need.
No, they don't know that they need an Andy or an Adam. Yeah.
Yeah. So they might need a nudge or a recommendation. So gradually over time, we've done that. And then Andy's been going, hey, Adam, come over here. I've got a client that needs some help with, you know, and it's important because we can then equally, when I first started out, I was doing everything.
Yeah.
And anything and everything.
Every company does, Adam. Everybody believes and thinks it's the right thing to do because they are saving themselves money. But I think as the business matures, and certainly we've, you know, as we said, we've reciprocated this together. I can do websites. There's no doubt about that. Michelle can do websites and stuff like that. Have I got the time to do them? No. Do I want to give them my customer the same professional, you know, work that I want to do? Yes, I do. Therefore, I reached out to a trusted partner, you know, yourself, and we had that with Wayne on Tuesday. We came in, we sat down, I went, well, Resilient do not do websites anymore. However, I'd like to introduce you to Adam. And that meeting went fantastically well.
Yeah. We are working, and essentially it's not that Andy's holding up his hands going, see ya.
No.
But he allows Andy to focus on systems. And that's what the conversation moved on to, wasn't it?
It did. So,
you know, so it's like, right, the website, yep, that'll be taken care of. But what do we need to do in terms of infrastructure and everything else? So I think, you know, the whole theme around that podcast today is thinking about it. And I think the good place to start is the attitude you take when you go to networking.
Yes.
I mean, what's your experience of networking been since you've started?
Since I've started, my very first meetings when I went to with Resilient Business Systems, I went to, you know, quite a lot of the meetings. Again, I'm not going to go into particular names. One particular type of networking didn't work for me. You know, it was literally about give me a business card, give me a customer list, give me this, give me that. Who can I, you know, who are your customers? Can I deal with them? And I was like, no, but, you know, because was I naive? Yeah, probably. I was naive in terms of what I wanted to do, was still finding my feet. Obviously, we have Hillary from Darlington Business Club. Still got to get Jason back on. So we need to reach out back to him.
You hate him, apparently.
Yes.
I've seen the reel. Stitched up. Yeah, we do need to get Jason.
But both me and you are members of the Darlington Business Club. And I think that's a really good, whereas certainly from my point of view, I've been a member years now.
Yeah, I didn't quite catch that.
Exactly. Yes.
That wasn't even a number.
It wasn't even a number because I can't remember. But the difference that I found with that type of business club, and there are other ones I've been to that are very similar to that, is nobody's out to sell anything. Mm. Nobody's out to gain more information about your contacts or your customers. They're just out there to go, what do you do? Oh, I do this. You know, and over time, you will then go, I can help you, or I know a man who can help you. You know, and you can pass people on and reference. And it's more of a great feeling that, again, touching what Dan said last week, that family feeling, that whole wraparound, whereas if anybody now says to me, do you know anybody that can help me with my website? So, yeah, Adam. Do you know anybody that works through that? Yes.
So there's a really good example. I've never had the pleasure of being to it, but it's Colleagues on Tap.
Never been to that one,
no? No, but it takes place in the building.
So right.
Small businesses come together.
Yeah.
And they network and they might have services, you know, you might offer one specific thing. Andy's going to smile at the camera. Just do it. Get it out of your system. Make it feel better. There we go. He's smiling. Smiley. They get longer every week. So yeah, like the Collies on tap event, I haven't had the pleasure of going, but I've seen that they're really engaged and they work with each other. We should get someone on from there.
We should
good.
Probably if really good.
Colleagues on tap listening, probably not, but give us a shout. I don't know. We'll find out. But, you know, they collab. That's about a collaboration. And work together. And I think, you know, we talked about, if we go back to the Rare Bookshop example, how many different departments did we touch on?
Absolutely. With HR, with social media, with IT.
And at first you can manage it all yourself and you can do that. But then as you grow, part of the challenge is, what do you do?
The biggest challenge that I find with my customers is when to let go. Because I've still got some customers now. God bless them. You know, they don't realize they're doing it, but they're like, for example, earlier this week I had an issue with a customer that I remotely connected on, like 10 minutes, fixed it. And the gentleman was like, "I've been messing about with that for a month." I was like, "Why?" He's like, "Well, I thought I could." Me? Yeah, why didn't you ring me? Oh, I just thought I could fix it myself. And I'm like, it's a false negative. You know, it's one of those false things. Yeah. I'm like, you're wasting your time. Bless you. You just ring me because that's what you're paying me for, bless. I fixed it in 10 minutes. And he's like, yeah, I just sometimes forget you're there, you know, to do it because I think I can do it myself. You know, and he says, but I must have wasted. And we did have a long, long chat. And he reckoned he'd wasted about 5 hours over the month. Right. You know, and, you know, won't tell you what it is. But then I said, okay, I know how much you charge per hour. And he went, yeah, to be honest, he said, I should have realised quicker.
Yeah. But it does happen.
It does happen, and it's like, it's a false thing. It's like, but I thought I could fix it myself.
But I think that's part of the problem when you're running your own business. Oh, it's God, your business.
When it's only you or one
you're
or
like,
two
it's
people.
Mine, I need to fix this. It's on me. And that's something that I've had to learn, obviously, growing with the team.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, it's handing over the keys to social media.
Oh, God.
Which I have to do, because that's what we do. You know, like, you know, and it's learned that everyone needs to develop their own voice in terms of, you know, we've got agreed parameters in terms of how we're talking about clients and things like that.
Yeah.
But equally giving people freedom to do that.
Yeah, so but then Jess just comes up with the chipmunk thing without you knowing about it.
She comes up with some really great ideas.
She does. Hey, I learned she's a singer today.
Did you not know that?
I never knew that.
Well, today, did she tell you what's happening today?
It's a song release. She's released an album, I think.
Yeah, Burning Up. No, it's a song.
It's a song, Burning Up.
She's got a few songs.
Yeah, yeah, I noticed a few, hence why I thought it was an album.
LXXI on Spotify. Yeah. And Jess, who works at HubSpoke, is a music producer as well.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's produced quite a few songs. She was featured, she was on BBC West Yorkshire Introducing.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's done very well. But drum and bass.
Wow.
Yeah, so she produced a whole lot.
Well, I've asked her to send me the link. I'm going to listen to it later.
Yeah, so if you're on, go and give her a stream on Spotify because, you know, it doesn't
Just
make
give
a
us
difference.
A reminder of the name again.
LXXI.
LXXI.
Yep, and the new song is called Burning Up.
Burning Up. Yep. Sorry, can you say that again?
Burning Up.
Thank you.
Alina's looking at she didn't hear that. Oh, hang on, we've been doing that without the voice thing.
Oh,
I keep doing
that.
Mate. Right, hang on. Let's try that again. It didn't record, I'm sorry. Just give me a second, folks.
Blaze. So that's the first time you'd hear this voice today.
Do you know what? I press the button and I forget to slide that fader up.
Yeah.
That is the fader for that, though, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's this one here.
Is it?
Yes.
Hopefully. Otherwise, we sound daft, or I sound daft.
Burning Up.
LXX.
What's confusing about that is it comes through on the headphones. So if I turn my fader down like this...
I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
Exactly. It turns it down in there. But if I press the sound effect, it applies it to the headphones.
But not to the recording, unless that's up.
Correct. Don't know what that one is.
Is that Ryan? Hello.
Anyway.
No, that one there is for the external, it is, the USB or the phone.
Yes. So frustrating.
Anyway, moving on.
Yes. Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, sorry, people. I was doing a silly voice earlier.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known that. People were just saying, oh, I'll do that again, Blaze.
I keep forgetting to do it. It's because it comes through on here. They can't hear it. There we go.
Anyway, moving on.
Yes, apologies. So.
Trusted partners,
yeah. So there's a huge thing. Piece of work I think everyone could be doing, and today is a bit of a call of action for this.
Yeah.
So,
for all of our listeners out there, Mark.
So, if you're running a small business, I think it's really important to, you know, I work on websites. For example, Andy works on websites.
Yeah.
I could see him as a threat.
Yes.
I don't mean that, but what I mean is, especially when you're starting up and you're taking work, it's like, you know, you're trying to get your name of your business out there, yeah, get your reputation. But then, oh, I couldn't work with Andy. He does websites. He might steal them all off me. That's where the word trust starts to come into it. And I think it's understanding that both parties need to win.
Yep.
I think is a good way to describe it. And equally, both parties need to have their focus. There's overlap with various photographers that I work with. You know, so
yeah, you mentioned that.
Scott Acos.
Yeah, Scott.
Great photographer locally. And he does videography as well. But I work with Scott. I help Scott. I've done stuff for Scott. I've done stuff with Scott. At times I've been asked to quote for work against Scott.
Yeah.
And I've told him I've been asked to put a quote in. But that's how we handle it.
Yeah.
And it'd be the same with yourself in terms of honesty and what we're doing. But obviously, there's times where I need more than one camera operator, or I'm somewhere else. I've had Scott go in and do a job. Scott's had the same, and he's took me in to do a job. You know, so it's about working together and respecting the relationship.
Can I just pause on that point, though? Because it's important to realise that you have had a situation where you cannot do the work for your customer. The fact that you've asked Scott to do it, A, you trust him because he's a very good photographer, but what does that mean for your customer? You've not let them down. You've given them what they wanted. That's what we're talking about. Mm. It's that reaction from your customer to go, oh, I need you here on this day to do this. Really sorry. I'm busy. Just 2 seconds. Scott, can. Yes. Done.
Exactly.
Your customer's going, oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Yep. And I've even done it to a point, and you know this yourself. Hey, look, your phone's ringing. It isn't making noises.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's taking you 4 weeks.
Right, that's it. I'm off.
That's it. Well done. So with another example, Mr. Ian Lamming.
Mr. Ian. I met him
French
this week.
And Lamming Media. They are fantastic. Ooh. Ian is I've only dealt with Ian. I actually met Ian when I was 17. And he was doing a piece. He was doing a piece on my rugby team.
Right.
One of the players at the time. And we watched the World Cup final together. And then years later, I'm doing some work, and Ian was he's a freelance journalist. Ian was the journalist that was working with them. And I went, do you know where you were when you watched the Rugby World Cup final? He's like, yeah. I went, so do I. and yeah, so we got talking from that. And then I'm in a position where I have done press releases and circulation, this, that, and the other, but it's a real art in terms of writing.
Oh, gosh, yes.
In terms of bringing all the correct points over. And B, it's the circulation afterwards.
Yeah.
And Ian's got a fantastic network. He's very well respected from me professionally as well. And even just this morning, I've been on the phone to him going, hi, mate, could you go and do an article on this? And then this week, I turned around. Or was it last Friday, I think it was. I turned around, Andy, I need you to come downstairs.
No, I did. I came down, didn't I? I met him. Yeah,
and I went, Ian, Andy, Andy, Ian. Ian, do a piece on Andy, please, about his cybersecurity.
Yeah.
Because, and that, I can say that it's coming out the work that we're doing for you. I'm like, it's not, I'm going to budget that into the work.
Yeah.
Because, A, what you're doing is really good in terms of the cybersecurity, but B, I know Ian will do a really fantastic job.
Yes.
And we'll have the best chance of success in terms of getting the most readership or reach or anything like that.
Absolutely.
So it's about picking your battles and finding allegiances.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what we're saying. It's all about having that trust. And certainly if we go back to the meeting we had on Tuesday, that's a young customer. And, you know, fair to say, he's just starting to get back onto his feet and trying to get out there. And he needs that interaction with social media. Instantly thought of you. I think I remember I said, oh, by the way, you're free next Tuesday. Yes. Why? Just turn up.
Yeah.
And now that meeting turned out to be more your meeting. But
it did at that point.
But as I say, about the last 10 minutes, he turned to IT side of things. And what he was once I get the website, once I get the social media, once the business starts to grow, Andy, I'll need, funnily enough, Teams. But he'll need email, he'll need Teams. And I went, right, well, that's where I'll kick in. You know, and even at the end of it, when I was like, right, so even though I came to see you, I ended up talking to Adam. I'm like, yeah, but we trust Adam. It's just like he does my websites for me now. So it's got to be, as you say, you fight your battles. And I don't think that's a battle to lose. It's a battle winning as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. I'm like, Adam, go and do the best job that I know you can because you do it for us. You know, Wayne's going to be really, really happy with the website and the social media side of things. And then he'll grow. I may not see that business come to me 4, 5, 6 months down the line.
Yeah.
But I've still got a happy customer. He's my main contact. I've got no questions about giving him your email address or you, you know.
No, no.
I know you're doing a great job.
Vice versa, I'm like,
and that's exactly what we're talking about. I trust you to get on with it, give my customer a really good social media and website presence. He'll grow. I will get the business. What's my strap line?
Adam's really cool.
That's the... No, it's not. You grow your business, yes. We'll look after it, IT.
Absolutely.
And that's the key to it. Yeah. I mean, as I say, it may take a year, but yeah. I don't mind because we'll have a really good relationship. He'll still wing me. Oh, God, Adam's great. We're doing the website. Exactly. We're getting that. That's what it's all
exactly.
about.
Exactly. It's about that. So let's reverse engineer our experience then.
Yes.
So how on earth did we get to be sat in a podcast room? I'm thinking back, when did I first meet you or see you? And I would say, and Dan will love this, a Business Central event downstairs.
It probably was. Was it like a summer one I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah,
summer barbecue event. One.
Yeah.
So I think I'd seen you around, but never sort of like, you know, talked to you or whatever, because we were so busy crisscrossing. Yeah. So we just sat over a, probably a sandwich or a drink or yeah. something. And
what
like,
do
so
do?
What do you do? Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think at that time, I think you remember, oh, I might need your services. I don't know yet.
Yeah,
you know, because you were probably still wondering, can I still do it myself?
I think then the next thing was Business Central were doing a piece on you guys, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or somebody was, and I had to go and take some photographs.
I think it was Business Central because they were doing something that was promoting ourselves, because obviously we're the IT company for here, and obviously you do the social media for Darlington.
Well, at the time, we're just doing some photos.
Well, you are,
could
right.
you just go and take some photos?
Ah.
So obviously that was great for me because I got to... When someone's going, can you go and take photos? It's a great opportunity to meet people.
Yeah.
I love it. Like it's fun.
You yeah, know,
it's
a, absolutely.
It should be fun. People hate me when I walk in the door with a camera, but it should be fun. But that is actually the first thing that we did sort of together, and it wasn't
yeah.
us working together. I think probably that was probably 6 months. 6 months probably passed.
Yeah, before.
And that's when I went email migration.
Yeah, and we moved you from IMAP, which you were working on at the time,
yeah, webmail,
with 20
basically,
year, basically, yeah. yeah. And we put you into Microsoft Teams, Microsoft whatever. And again, you know, we're talking about that. The trust that you had to give me was like, I'm going to make you spend money.
Yeah, and at the time, it was like, it's not that I didn't want to spend money.
Yeah.
Just when you're growing as a business, you're trying to pay A, yourself, B, the bills for the, well, A, the bills first, then, you know, staff.
Yeah.
And then your mortgage. and then you're going, right, what have we got left? And at the time, I was just like, I just know I need to do this. It wasn't like there was a decision. It was just not like a hard decision to make. So I was just like, I need to do it. So that gave me the courage to go, right. Also, you'd worked with someone else. I was working with Modeshift at the time.
You were.
And you just started doing their stuff. So at that point, I was like, right, Andy, you know, like we'd cross paths multiple times. I'm like, I like these guys.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, help.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I could try and figure it out, but you're just better off doing it.
Because
it'll take me so many hours to do.
At your rate.
And it's probably not done it properly.
Yeah, that's the fine. Yeah. And I think it was shortly after that that me and Michelle had that conversation where saying, look, we really are rubbish at doing our own social media. Not that we can't do it, it's that time again.
Yeah.
Listen, we're working with Adam, or Adam's working with us in terms of IT. Why don't we reciprocate? You know, so to be fair, and you know, I've told you this openly, I went and did my digging, you know, so I'm like, is Adam all right? Is he good? I went and looked on your website, went and spoke to a few people. Turns out you're actually okay. Who'd have thought it?
Thank you. There we go.
But then I approached you and said, would you please do our social media?
Yeah.
So again,
and what I would add is, A, that was our networking. At no point did Andy try and sell me anything at all. And at no point did I go, hi, I want Teams, do you want social media?
No.
You brought up the social media.
I did.
I brought up the Teams.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is also an element of branding. People
yes.
think branding can often just be in the logo, but branding is what the organization's about.
Yeah.
It's how it looks in terms of how you present it, but really it's about what people think about when they do it. So your
yeah.
personal brand was great.
Yeah.
But I had to see you in person.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then it was like, how can we help you develop
yeah.
that online? To get people to know you. That's the biggest challenge.
I think it is. And, you know, again, we've spoken about this at length and repeating myself, I know, but it's that whole thing, like you were saying, right, I need to know what you do. It's, you know, like you're actually in the walls. And I'm like, this is boring. You went, no, it's what you do.
Mm.
It's the story. It's the journey that people are interested in how you work with your customers. That's what makes it. And, you know, we've said it before, our social media reach now. It's like much better than it was previously because you're actively working on it for us.
100%.
And it's really great, you know, from that point of view.
So I think that relationship in itself, we got to that point where we were, you initially did the, he's going to cough. There we go.
Oh God, I got it.
It just, there was a weird pause. Yeah, exactly. Like I better narrate what's going on. So we did an initial period of social media.
Absolutely.
And you did the migration. Obviously, that was ongoing sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then we sat down and reviewed it and went, right, how's it going? We then probably stayed in that state for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
In terms of just working together, continually working together. I then went, Andy, I need a router. And guess Wi-Fi. And I'm like, instead of me, and believe me, I've done it at home. We've talked about it. Yeah. I could figure it out and do it. But I was actually like, what do I want for the workplace? I need VLANs in terms of guest Wi-Fi, so all that sort of stuff to protect stuff. Andy, what should I do?
Yeah.
And he basically went, this tank on Amazon. It looks like a tank.
It is a white tank.
The Draytech.
Yes.
Sounds tanky.
Yeah.
So you sorted that out.
Yeah, and it worked instantly.
And it worked instantly. It's great. And then you had a website.
Yes.
And Michelle went, we need some photographs. Which you're delivering. I don't think you're going to do it. So I went and did the photographs for the website. And there you go. And that's just how we've sort of developed. And that's when that photograph thing was probably the first outbound client work we did together. And it was literally just go down, you know, for an hour, take some snaps. There we go. And like I said, I love taking photos.
Oh, absolutely. I know
but then you had some really good tools to put into action on the website.
Yep.
You know, and the client was happy at the end of the day.
And again, that's what we've just spoken about 10, 15 minutes ago. All I want is my customers go, great. Oh, Adam, he's great. That's great. You've delivered what you promised, Andy. Fantastic. I'm happy with you.
But I think the key point in all of this is at no point did we just go from zero to, hi, Andy, we should work together and give each other clients.
No, it didn't work that way. It's naturally done that.
Yeah.
I think, you know, again, what, over the last month, I've probably given you 3 clients with website work. And again, that's just how it happens. You know, some months I may not give you any at all, but 3 clients came along at once and I was just like, Adam.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait, what? Wait a minute. Yeah.
You're overloading me now.
Yeah, but it, you know, it does reciprocate and it does work together. And it's not that we're lining each other's nests, so it's, but we're trying to actively do work for the clients. I think that's the important thing to think about.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's the best for the clients.
It is.
It was equally like this podcast.
When was that?
Andy, do you want to come on the podcast? It was last summer. Like, yeah, I know, I mean, it's only there, but if we just went, obviously there's been gaps for holidays and bits and bobs. You know, we've been doing it half a year now.
Absolutely. And that was just you coming up saying, do you fancy doing it?
Do you fancy doing it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to do any editing.
No.
You don't have to do any filming.
Turn up.
I'll even give you a coffee. Hopefully I'll turn up on time.
Well, you did today.
I did today.
And last week.
Yeah. Good day.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Twice.
Yeah, and I had a few obstacles to get over this morning. But I got here.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, A, I need someone to talk to.
Oh, bless. No. Corrie doesn't listen. Friend.
Yeah, she doesn't listen.
Have you got the other one that goes,
somewhere on there. Yeah, so A, it was that, but also I'm like, but we're working together. Like, we are both, you know, this podcast, we don't get paid for it. In
don't
any
I?
Way. In fact, if anything...
Whoa, what do you mean I don't get paid?
Sorry, did I not tell you? So, you know, if anything, it costs us money.
It does, because it costs us time.
We sit here every Friday morning doing it.
Yeah.
We enjoy it, which is the first and foremost.
It's really good.
Yeah. Hopefully Mark does.
The one listener.
Just the one
listener. He's listening in. Hello, Mark.
Yeah. So...
Again.
We do have slightly more than that. But hopefully, you know, it's about working together collaboratively and doing things. And our little mission here with the podcast is just to help people with tech, and in short, and business and how we do things. But like I say, I didn't meet you in that summer thing and go, hey, Andy, let's do a podcast.
No, I would never have thought about that. But even so, the tech I break, it's morphed. We're talking about business relationships and trusted relationships, not really about tech, but it's all about how you get your business to where you are. Every business owner, small business owner, probably sits there every other day and goes, right, what am I doing? How do I make this work? How do I push this forward? What do I do? And bless, I'll talk openly, we take David into account. You know, you introduced me. Thank you very much for that. He's now working on going, God, I wish I'd done this earlier, Andy, because we've now got shared mailboxes. We've now got categories. The ladies there and Matthew are all just like, oh my God, this is so much easier.
Yeah.
You know, I can find emails. I can see who's working on emails. That's the first part that we're doing. Teams is coming and we're working towards that. But suddenly, you know, I can probably think in terms of David's head, like, oh God, thank you, Adam, for passing me and Andy. Because now, suddenly, look where I'm going in terms of this, you know, and working towards it. You've now got a happy customer in terms of he's passed it over to me and he's now working. That, at the end of the day, that's what we keep going back to. It's that trusted relationship. It's that trusted partner, you know. So we're asking your other people out there, the companies, find that trusted partner.
And by the way, we're not saying find us.
No, we're saying
find your own, aren't we?
Find your own. As I say,
good example is accountants.
Yes, 100%.
Right, so people have accountants and we, you know, if you're a limited company, you need the accountant, obviously, to do audit accounts and all this sort of stuff. But
yeah.
So immediately they're kind of your trusted partner straight away.
You have to be.
Yeah. Like, how do you pick? So I'd say most businesses already have one.
Yeah, I would say so.
What other ones could go for then?
Yeah, it's interesting. So accountants, they would have to go for HR.
Yep.
Yeah, so you could have a HR company, an outsourced one, or we do HR, an outsourced HR. Thinking
he's name-dropping people.
Absolutely,
that
because
the
I know them all. or even, you know, a bright HR or like a certain company.
Yes.
So again, you can all do what you do. You know, Michelle does the wages, has been doing it for a while, but it comes to a point where you go, it's more cost-effective to outsource that. Mm-hmm. Because it's taken up too much of my time, we're growing, and you know, you've got contracts.
So I've got, a wee point on that.
Yeah.
So yes, we're growing, Michelle's doing it in this example. The options are hire somebody to do it part-time, full-time,
whatever,
flexibly, zero hours, whatever. That is one option. Or outsource to a company that that's their focus. And I think there's two things here, and I talk about this with people with marketing.
Yeah.
I'm like, you could hire a marketing person. They may not have the budget to hire a full marketing person.
Full-time person is everything, mate. Wages, holidays, sick pay.
Exactly. So they may not have the budget for that.
Yeah.
However, they may have the budget for part of that or part a flavour of the experience. The other thing that we do is multiple things. So you can do your photography and your social media.
Yeah, we had that the other week when somebody was mentioning about the IT. It's like one of the things that, you know, specifically the reason why we're looking for an external IT is we're not getting one person. You know, so when that person's on holiday or God bless they're on sick, you know, it's the, oh, well, I've got an Andy or a Michelle or an Eddie or a Dan.
100%.
You know, and that's it. And we all have our own strengths. So by outsourcing, as you've just said there, you don't just get HubSpoke Media, Adam and his camera, you get drones, you get photography, video, you get Alina, you get Jess, you get editing.
It's
all there, and I can openly say at a fraction of the cost that it would cost to hire somebody internally.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. So and it might just be you need a sprint of work as well. So there's flexibility in that. I think, yes, you could absolutely hire. And, you know, we do. We hire staff internally. But I haven't hired an IT person. I've hired Andy's company.
Yeah.
So I think there's that. Bookkeeping is another good example.
Very much good.
You could either take someone on to do the bookkeeping, or there are bookkeeping companies out there that process it all for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so you can take that choice. Who else can we look at? So you've got IT and marketing.
We've got IT and marketing. We can do that. We've got HR.
Journalism. We've talked about that.
I was thinking legal.
Legal.
So we do that. Now, obviously, harking back to Business Central, I'm also a member of the Federation of Small Businesses.
So am I.
Are you really, sir?
Indeed.
Yeah. And they've got their own legal team that you can tap into. You know, so again, so you can have legal. So we, oddly enough, we think that we haven't got any trusted partners. Our company's probably got 2-3 already.
Do you know, you've just made me go, I need to ring the legal team. I'm dealing with something at the moment. And I've been like reading. Why haven't I just picked up the phone?
Yeah, exactly.
I should have done that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've used it before as well, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I need to make a phone call today.
You need to make a phone call. He's just disappeared. No, he's not. But yeah, he's already, and companies are already using that. But I think sometimes people don't realize, oh, I can do social media, I can do IT. You know, whereas when you do make that, if you like, leap of faith, you know, and again, you said this openly to me, and I've said it openly to Michelle. Thank God I did that. You know, because you've suddenly seen your targeted social media. And certainly the one thing that we couldn't do with our social media when we were doing it ourselves was consistency.
Yeah.
We all turned around and said, we need to do it, Michelle. And we're like, yes, absolutely. We'd have a sprint of about 2-3 weeks. And then 6 months later, we'd go, we've done it again, haven't we?
That's the interesting thing. I often get asked to quote for clients.
Yeah.
And I'll say, you know, this is our package. And there's so much it costs. And it can go one of two ways. Oh, really? Yeah, let's go. Or, oh,
how much?
For posting on social media. And I'm like, yeah, but read what, you know, we do reporting. Yeah. We do the full service. It's not, you know, and I'd say we're reasonably priced.
Absolutely, I think so.
You know, and I'm like, yes, but it's a fraction of having a marketing person, first of all. And we are doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sorry. So it goes one or two ways. But what often happens is quite often companies say no, and that's fine. I don't mind that. But then they'll tell me that they've been struggling. And then what I'll see is the next day, and I've had this week, the next day, posts are going out.
Yes.
And it's like, it's kind of almost proved to themselves they can do it. And they can absolutely do it.
Yes.
But then it's the consistency. Absolutely. So I've seen in the past numerous times, someone's knocked us back, fair enough. But then I've seen a flurry of activity and then it drops again.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, A, you're taking time out of your day to do that. Quite often the reason why it drops is because they get busy. Ah. And this is the next thing. When you're busy, you know, I was busy and I'm going, do I really want to migrate my emails? I don't really. I could figure it out. I could learn how. And I have figured it out since, actually.
Yeah.
To something else. But I haven't set up Teams before. And I'm like, I'm just better off going, can you just sort that?
Yeah.
And then I can concentrate on finding work, quoting work, doing the work.
Yep.
So there's so much to be said about time.
Yeah, but I think it must boil down to that factor of cost. Somebody is going, yes. How much? Yeah. And yet, if they take a step back and go, okay then, let me go to the marketplace and go, how much does it cost for an Adam?
Yeah.
How much does it cost that? Ah, right, hang on a minute. I'm getting Adam's quote originally for a fraction of the cost.
Yeah.
But it is down to money, and I get it. I totally, totally get it.
I think the other thing is, quite a lot of the people that we come into contact with, and this is the hard thing. So like when I took the Teams on with yourself, I just took that jump.
Yes.
I was like, this is going to cost me more. And it's inconsequential now.
Now it is.
In terms of our monthly cost. Like, you know, we get charged per user now, per thing. There's the initial migration stuff.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know. But I was like, at first, it's like, oh, it's adding on to the cost. And it's because sometimes what you do is you build your business and you get to the point where you're on a precipice.
Yes.
Where you go, we could do more, but maybe time or workload or whatever is the struggling factor. So what do we do to alleviate, give more time, I suppose, give more resource? So for me, it was, well, Andy is more resource, which ultimately, you know, now I couldn't imagine working without Teams. I'm not just doing the jokey by Teams, but I couldn't imagine it.
No.
You know, all of our client work, we're doing your website banners, for example, the other day. Jess is like pinging them into the chat.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at them in the chat function.
Yeah.
Going, right, okay, cool. Could you just change this or make the font slightly smaller on one of them? I was like, just make it a little bit smaller without it being on email and files flying backwards and forwards. It was just very simple. And we're sharing the link to the centralized file in Teams. So that saved us time, it saved us filling inboxes, you know, all of that sort of stuff. And I think when you're trying to take on more work, you know, you took the leap on us with social media.
Yeah.
We've been doing it. And, well, from where I've sat, you've only been busier and busier and busier.
Yeah, absolutely. Since we
started doing it. And now you're going, Adam, can you help us with websites?
Yeah.
So, because you're going, what do we do? Well, we're doing more of this stuff over here.
Yeah.
What do we do with the website stuff? Well, you know, hopefully Adam serves quite well with the team.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what I want to do. So it is about weighing it up and thinking, I suppose, passing work over. There's nothing wrong with it. People think that we need to hold on to everything. And it really, I think there's a long-term benefit and kind of unspoken amount going, passing work over to people you trust and work with is only going to be a good thing.
I'll sum it up. It gives you as a company more bandwidth.
There we go. Good word, bandwidth.
Yeah, it does, because you've now got one of the things I'd like to pick up on what you've just said there. Can I cast your mind back to the meeting with our friend Wayne?
Yes. You can, because it was this week.
Yeah, exactly. And you can remember that far back.
I can.
You can. What was, I'll put you on the spot, the last 5 minutes or 10 minutes, there was a trigger word. Wayne said something and you went and you picked up your iPad.
Yep.
And what I loved about it, before passing back over to you, it went, the device is inconsequential.
Yep.
It is what you are working on. Off you go.
Yep. So the question was, do I invest in X or do I invest in Y?
Yep.
X is a lot more expensive. Y is not.
No, and this was the hardware factor. Yeah,
significantly. And it was all about choice and hardware. The term sledgehammer to crack a walnut was used. You know, because we do have expensive tech in HubSpoke.
You do, I've seen it.
Because we need to edit.
Yep.
And it is, you know, like a MacBook Pro
is
expensive. An amazing machine, absolutely incredible machine. But could I buy a cheaper Windows equivalent? Yes. So the discussion was around this, and it came back to, you know, should we get X or Y? And I've had this probably four times this month in this discussion. And I'm like, ultimately, if you are working on Teams, and there's a word again, I spend my life every day working in Teams, Adobe Creative Cloud. We use Hootsuite, which you use through a web browser. We also use Canva. That's a web browser or an app.
There is lovely app
as well. So really, and then Office, Word and
Word
all
and
that sort of stuff.
All the rest.
So really, it doesn't really matter what device I'm using or what operating system it's got, as long as it runs those programs. Because ultimately, I'm in the ecosystem of those 100%. Softwares. So I'm like, whether I'm Apple or Windows, and there seems to be a lot of chat around this specifically at the moment. And don't get me wrong, the Apple devices look great.
They
do look great. I enjoy them. I enjoy using them. But in terms of a performance standpoint and able to deliver on your work, it's kind of inconsequential. And my justification was, if you go for Y over spending more money on X, there's your money to pay for your software for X amount of time. And it'll have the same tech specs.
Yes.
So I think, you know, in terms of equipment purchasing, and it is something we need to look at in terms of how we forecast as a business and how we do that. Like, I want to get a new editing rig for Alina.
Yeah.
In there, because the amount of stuff we're churning out is just...
It's killing, I've seen
it's killing
it.
Machines.
Absolutely.
It's killing
yeah.
machines, basically.
Yeah.
You know, so we need to do something there. But I think the important thing to do is don't just look at the high ticket value, high ticket options. It's about understanding the tech specs.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, you know, a MacBook Pro has a fantastic tech spec.
Yeah. But
literally a Windows machine could be £1,200 with the same tech spec.
Yeah.
Depending.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you don't understand the tech specs, that's where you should be picking up a phone to an Andy.
Yeah.
Just for a little chat, because you'll get some insight and some help. And then I'm like, because if you're looking at Grow Elsewhere, you could easily drop a load of money on your technology and then go, I've got no money left to pay for whatever.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. It could be paid ads for, you know.
Absolutely.
But if you actually look at it and go, right, the device is, you know, I think agnostic's the word I used, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If you look at the device, it's indifference. Unless it's, you know, unless you want AirDrop specifically for a specific task. Now, I'll admit it's useful.
Yeah, it is useful.
Very useful
at times.
Unless you need it for that or a certain task, it doesn't really matter what device you're on. What you need to know is it's got enough memory so it can run, processes a suitable level, so you've got a bit of longevity, and then whether it needs a graphics card.
Yeah, depending on whether you're doing the graphics.
At what level.
Yeah, at what level.
Yeah.
But certainly for Wayne, the idea was, he went, I want a platform where I can, you know, it doesn't matter what device I'm on. And that's when you kicked in. You picked up your iPad and you went, look, here is all of my Teams folders. He said, look, there's Alina doing something right this second now. She's on her MacBook. Jess is on a Windows Surface Pro. You're on your MacBook. You're on your iPad. You're on your phone. Honestly.
I've got a desktop that I use for home working.
And that's the key.
And I said it's completely irrelevant what I'm actually working on.
No, it's irrelevant. Complex.
It is. albeit I just really need to remember to press Control C.
Yeah.
To copy on Windows
instead of
Command C.
Yeah.
You know, but once I got my head around that, I don't actually think about that.
I don't, because I jump from Macs to PCs and I just like flick to it automatically.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. Yeah. And the Photoshop shortcuts, again, Control, all that sort of stuff. So it's really indifferent.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, again, if we're going back to what we started with, that was a really good example of not me giving the spiel about Teams and how good it is and stuff like that.
Yeah, I ended up
sat back.
Yeah.
I was like, off you go, crack
on. It did get to a point where I was essentially not selling. I wasn't selling, but telling the client why they should take Teams with Andy.
Yeah, exactly.
Directly, because I'm like, the benefit to them is big, especially with the backup securities, all that sort of stuff. Whereas people used to save it in a random Google Drive. How many Google Drives have you migrated from? I bet you've lost count.
I've lost count, mate. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them.
Because that's how everyone starts. That's how I started.
And it's fine. Do not get me wrong. It's fine, you know, but then you say, well, I need to do this. I need to do this. I need to do this. Well, I'll pay for the professional version of Dropbox. And I'm going, but why? You've got it within Microsoft Office. You've got it as OneDrive. You've got it as Teams. it's that whole factor of turning the way that you work, you know, touching slightly, I said to you, when you use Teams, as in, it's not yellow folders anymore, it's not folders on your Mac or whatever, like, and it was a little bit of resistance, but like, oh, okay, it's a different way of working, but let me see. And then, what, 2-3 weeks later, you were like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a way. In fact, to get frustrated if it's not in Teams.
Yes.
You know.
Because you're looking locally now and you're going, but why? It should be just being Teams.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I think, you know, I think the important thing there is having a trusted partner to give you advice.
Yeah, guidance. You know,
because like I say, the chap that we had in, lovely chap,
yeah,
works really hard. And actually, whether he proceeded with any work or whether he proceeds with any work,
yeah,
is kind of inconsequential, because I just wanted to make sure that he had the information that he needs. Because I'm like, equally, I'm like, you could save money by not buying an expensive machine when you don't need that sledgehammer to crack a walnut.
Yeah, exactly.
You need a little walnut hammer.
A walnut hammer. No.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's about thinking appropriately.
Yeah, but he had the right approach as well. So I've known this gentleman for a good 2 to 3 years. Bless him, he's been on and off for a while because of certain things. But he's come back to me, or he came back to me that week, and like, look, I know you've stuck with me, Andy. You know, I just want to move now, and I feel as though, you know, I trust you. And that was his words. I trust you to point me in the right direction. So obviously, going back to what he said, he trusts me to point him in the right direction. Yeah. I pointed him at you. Because I trust you to give him the right solution for his website and social media. Again, it doesn't matter that I could have done that. It doesn't matter that I could make more profit off that person, because, let's face it, by not giving it to you, I could have done it and I could have got 100% of that profit. Could I have done quite a good job as you? Probably not. Did I have the bandwidth to do it? No.
No.
And that's the key for me.
And I think when you've earned the trust of the client, that's an example of trust. I had someone else 2 weeks ago ring me, and he went, yep, they want to go ahead. I was like, do they not want to meet me? And he said, no. He said, if it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me. Mm. And I was like, wow.
That's good.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm meeting with them and discussing
of
things.
Of course.
But yeah, I was like, okay, brilliant. But you know, that's what it means to have trust. So,
yeah.
But that trust is earned. That trust is developed and built. And I think it's important that, you know, if we hark back to the start of this whole conversation, if you go to a networking event and you are just trying to sell people, instead of actually getting to know people, how are you going to build trust?
When you won't.
How are you going to find teammates?
Yeah.
You know, you can't, can you?
No, it's very off-putting. If you think about now, 50-odd now, back in the days of TV, adverts all the time, bombarding you with adverts. Nowadays, you binge watch and skip every single advert. And that time is because, you know, I don't want to buy that, or I want to buy that. That's interesting. That time has gone now in the age where we live in. So you end up learning, trusting, recommendations. That's what you do nowadays.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, that's the whole key, that going back to what you're saying, you know, trust that. Trust your instinct. Trust a partner. It helps you build that whole brand of your company, that whole trust and relationship with your company. And, yeah, you don't just go along and go, oh, hang on a minute, you're an advert. You give me a business card and just, like, bombarding me. No, I'd switch off.
I mean, Andy and I have probably, that first time we met over that summer thing, 3-4 years?
Absolutely.
I don't know, maybe more. Anyway, you know, it's been a gradual process. And I think the other important thing is, you know, they do say trust has to be built.
I think so.
And it's not that you're suspicious in the first place, but, you know, it's about testing the waters. You know, that test for me was, Adam, can you go take some photographs?
Yeah, definitely.
Of course can. Small piece of work.
Yeah.
Great piece of work. And I went, there you go. How was that? And you were like, brilliant.
Customer was happy.
You were happy. I was happy. Everyone win.
It's a win-win.
And I think, you know, if you approach your networking at the get-go, going, how many people can I sell to in this room?
Yes.
It doesn't work, because you just switch people off.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go to it, and, you know, I like to think that the people in the room, like at Darlington Business Club, I generally want to get to know people.
Yep.
Because they can be an ambassador for you.
I think so.
And anyone you network with. So when they go, you need an Andy. I know an Andy.
Yes. I need an Adam.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you need to sort of go for. So I think, long story short.
The end. That's way too short.
When you go networking, obviously think about the relationships. Don't go with the idea that you're going to sell the room.
No.
Chances are a lot of other people are going with the idea that they're going to sell the room. Let them try and sell the room. you have meaningful conversations with people.
I agree. My philosophy, and I've said this on the thought, giving is the new selling. Because if you give, yep, people will learn to trust you because hopefully you give good advice. Mm-hmm. And from that point, you will make the sale. If I hand somebody a business card instantly going, oh, hi, I'm Andy. That's my name. That's my company. This is what I do. Blah, 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 blah. Or I just go, hi, Adam. So what do you do, my friend? Work, 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 work. Do, da, da, da. Oh, actually, have you tried this? Have you tried that? Oh, you're suddenly giving me free information. Yeah. Oh,
and
thanks so much.
And then at that point, you leave.
Yes.
You don't go, hey, how's this? Unless they've gone, can you give me a price on something? Then do your follow-ups and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah, all that, yeah.
Or, but you can be like, hey, it was great to meet you. Yeah. LinkedIn. Connect on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Hey, it was great to meet you.
Really good.
Let me know if you want a coffee sometime.
Yeah.
But don't walk up and go, hey, do you want to buy this?
No.
Like, yeah, you don't do that in the pub or the cafe with people. You just need to be human. Be human.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there we go. Trusted relationships, just to clarify, go out there and make sure one of your tasks for next week, listeners, find yourself a trusted partner. Could be HR, could
or
be legal. Could
if you're
be
not at that point yet. Yeah, so start looking at the people around you who you can work in trusted partnership where you might help each other out and support each other. The next question is, how are you going to build your next trusted partner?
Absolutely. Call Resilient Business. Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Do I have a business card?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Cheers. I've got an IT guy.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, that was good, mate.
Yeah, it was. I hope people enjoyed that. Quick question.
Yes.
Weekend. As in, what are you doing? That wasn't a question. What are you doing at the weekend?
My gorgeous wife is away in York.
I know what you're doing at the weekend.
It's a long-belated birthday present that's been going. So Deanne and Michelle are going to York. They're going to spend some time together, which means that she's leaving me.
Yeah, but you're going to be fine, because where are you going tomorrow?
I'm going to the rugby club.
Yeah, so Andy is my player sponsor. Thank you so much for
you're
being
very
my
welcome.
Player sponsor this year. I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
Andy's my player sponsor, and he has been invited along to the sponsor's lunch.
I will be there. 2 o'clock it starts, I believe?
Yeah, well, 12:30 at the club for the lunch.
All right, okay, so I'll turn up at 12:30, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, so 12:30, sorry. And then, do you know what? Milestone tomorrow. 4 rugby teams.
From?
The senior men.
Oh, my
4
goodness.
4 senior men rugby teams.
That must be an historical moment.
It is. It's the first time, I think someone said 15 years.
Oh, my goodness me.
8 to 9 years ago, they only had 1 senior men's team.
Right.
Last year, we were growing. We trialled a third team game, like a third team. And we did a couple in the last season. This season, we went into it with 3 teams. We've been fielding 3 teams.
Nice.
And then we haven't had a day where we've all been at home yet.
Right.
Tomorrow, we have not just 3 teams, but we've got that 4th team happening. So obviously a huge amount of work behind the scenes, but quite a big day. It's going to be massive. I mean, I can't imagine the state of the change rooms and the showers after.
Oh God, no, I can't imagine that. So it starts at 12:30 in the first
12:30,
match.
All the matches kick off at 2 o'clock and it'll be all at the rugby club. So
okay,
yeah,
I foresee a very good day, a long
I think it'll
day
be
but
great.
A great
yeah.
day
yeah so Jill from Hubspoke will be there.
Oh, lovely. Your mummy.
Yeah, so you'll see her because she's taking the sponsor seat for Hubspoke because Hubspoke sponsors sometimes.
Very good.
So yeah,
so what about your week? Oh, hang on.
So I'm playing rugby. Six Nations starts tonight.
Okay, well, sadly not me, but
Ireland, France. I'll be at the rugby club tomorrow, and then coaching the mighty under nines.
The mighty under nines. Oh, hang on, can I say that?
Hang on. There we go. The mighty under nines.
Yeah, next week, can you make it work for me?
Yeah, I need to work it out, really.
I'll give you this one.
No.
Okay. other than that, quite
yeah, fine. And I think Michelle and Deanne are then finishing on the Sunday sometime, going to collect it, because the trains are cancelled.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but on the positive, we got that click again, but the last minute. But at the on a plus side, I shall take my daddy and we'll go and pick her up and we'll get some lunch on the way back.
Sounds good.
Sounds like a positive idea. So that's my weekend in full.
Yeah. That is a big train going
past
the building.
That's a huge train. That's
not
rattling.
Sure you can hear that.
That's rattling the table.
I got another DJing gig. Houses of Feeling.
Houses of
Feeling.
Feeling. When?
2 weeks' time.
2 weeks' time. Where's it at?
Club Excess in Middlesbrough.
Oh, good.
So, proper jobby. I think I'm like second or third on the lineup.
Second.
I've then been.
Soon you'll be top spot.
Yeah, well, last time I was opening. This time I've been, it's still to be confirmed, so it'll move around. But I'm also doing some video work.
For?
four houses.
For the houses of Fury. Yeah, yeah. Very so good.
DJing with one hat on and then picking up my camera and doing hubs about stuff. So, yeah, quite good fun.
Yeah, excellent. Right, looking forward to that. Hope everybody has a lovely weekend and we'll see you next week.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.